What up?
What up? This is Chris.
This is Rob. Wait. I'm Chris. That's Rob. I hope you enjoy our show. Have a great time.
What up?
How's everybody doing out there?
So today we have a very special episode for you. We're going to be talking about amusement parks, our favorite things to do, our favorite things to eat, and all in between. So Chris, let's start with you. What's your favorite amusement park?
Ooh, my favorite amusement park, it's kind of tough because I love the Disney World amusement parks, and I also like California Adventure.
Yes.
But the Himalaya ride at the Wild Animal Kingdom in Disney World is absolutely my favorite ride. And maybe it was because we got to go on it pretty much like the first week it was out.
Oh,
and we got very lucky. I don't know how we pulled that off. But that was probably the most fun ride that I have ever been on. I'm going to go with that.
Very nice.
You know what? I'm going to keep it simple. The California State Park, the monorail.
I like it.
I've been to the Epcot Center, been to Disneyland, you know, but every single time I go to the California State Fair, I gotta hop on the monorail and look down and see just everything. I don't know.
It's iconic.
An actual
nostalgic too.
Walt Disney actually rode.
Oh no shit.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you know, he died like as if things were kind of happening, right? So you actually rode the monorail and you also rode the submarine ride.
Now, are you talking in California State?
Yeah, here.
Here, the monorail.
Yeah, here.
Which is the old Disney one too, right? The old one.
I think it's People Mover, the Disneyland.
Oh. Yeah, that's the old one. Yeah, that's the old ride.
Okay.
So they had, hold on. I'm going to correct you all here. Let's play the moment of the night.
Yeah.
So basically what it is it is a replica of the original monorail.
Okay.
That's
who was that for the state fair that created the whole thing.
Exactly. And the People Movers actually were a concept that was supposed to be in Detroit, in downtown Detroit, and Disney brought it to Disneyland.
Okay. Wow. All righty.
That's your Cliff Clavin moment of the night, folks.
Love it. I'm going to have to stick with a classic. And that's California Screaming, but I was informed that the name got changed to Incredicoaster. Gotcha. So the first time I ever rode a roller coaster, I was 13, and it was with my cheer team. We won first place at Nationals, which was Disneyland. And I was like petrified. Never been on a roller coaster. You cannot get me on one. But then they were like, oh, just come on. And I was like, okay. So I went on it and I.
What were you like?
I was like, oh, okay.
Okay, that's fine. Or was it ready? Okay.
But it was fun. Yeah, I loved it.
That's right.
Have a good time. What's your favorite?
First of all, I would like to say most of us have mentioned Disneyland so far, and they're not a sponsor,
but they could be.
Oh, love it.
Of course, I'm going to go with Disneyland. I'm going to go two directions on this one. I am terrified of what used to be the Tower of Terror, which is now the Galaxy.
Great ride.
Yeah.
Cannot do it. Not going to happen. Last time I rode it, it was still Tower of Terror.
Gotcha.
And my son and my son-in-law learned several words that began with F as we dropped, and I will never.
Fantastic, phenomenal, freakadelic.
Yeah.
Fun.
Never going on that ride again.
I'll start with an F. Yes.
Whatever you roll diapers.
Drink.
But I'm going to go even older school. I'm going to go Big Thunder Mountain.
Yes.
I love that ride. In fact, last time we were at Disneyland, Disneyland was closing, and my wife, who is a Disney power writer person, like if we're there until closing, and we're gonna push it a little beyond that until they literally kick us out of that way. She won't rope drop, but she will be like in a. So last time we were at Disneyland, We were on a Big Thunder Mountain, the park was closing, they're shutting everything down, and we rode that ride 3 times in a row because we could just run around.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I enjoy that ride. It's not scary, it's not terrifying, it's a lot of fun. But mostly I like the views. As you go over things, you can look out and see all of Disneyland, so I love that, especially now that they have Star Wars Land over there. I will say the new Star Wars ride, Rise of the Rebellion.
Ooh, I haven't done that yet.
Fantastic. It literally transports you into that world. You're in Star Wars, I would say.
It's multiple rides in there, right?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's like Inception.
Yeah. Really?
You're in a ride, inside a ride, inside a ride.
Yeah.
And it is fantastic.
It is.
Yeah, in fact, I would say it's phenomenal.
Nice.
Salute.
Yes. All right, Rob.
Okay, so everybody's going classic. I just said, before classic, like
ancient,
black and white, ancient kind of stuff. So a lot of when you say classic, I instantly went to my childhood, which was a long time ago. Oh, yeah, there was a place in the Bay Area, and it was called Frontier Village.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
The Watermelon Falls. Oh, my God. This place was my favorite place.
Yeah.
And my favorite thing at Frontier Village, which you could go fish for trout and take the trout home.
Yeah.
Oh, no, so do that at the end of the
day. Oh, no, but they'll hold it for you. Then you pick up. And that's, you're off and gone.
That's amazing.
And you would go, they had, first village was, there were like, you know, the wood stick walls, and you're in these.
You can actually shoot 22
rifles. That place was amazing. They had canoe rides, and it was just being in the old style frontier, right?
Yeah.
That was my favorite park, I think, to this day. It spurred me to think about it. Because everything you think Disney and all that stuff, and the realities are so amazing.
Non-Disney.
I mean, I know most of the friends that are in Los Angeles area, they go to Knott's very smart now.
Right.
So, yes, because Disney's very expensive.
Yeah.
And
way too many people, right?
Yeah. But I will say, last time we went, they were at limited capacity, so it was, we walked on almost every ride. It was fantastic. But for like special seasons, I think Knott's Berry Farm does a good job of drawing in the public. Like, everyone goes to Disneyland, it's like Disney Christmas or Disney Halloween, which is wonderful. But I think Knott's Berry Farm, when they do Knott's Scary Farm, is fantastic. And by the way, they have the best jelly and buttermilk biscuits ever.
But then you gotta also talk about Universal does some crazy stuff.
Universal, yes.
Universal. Which would lead me into
Jurassic Park.
Yes.
Boom.
Yes.
Food? Hold on, talking about a fat guy and food? Did I just hear food? Because I'm like,
let's go.
So I'm going to go with food. First of all, Harry Potter World is really cool, and it's fun to go with the kids, have a great time, and adults have a good time and all that stuff. Being a big guy, I can't ride most of the rides because it's definitely a smaller person ride type of thing.
Yeah, like if you're 5'2", 12 pounds.
That's about right. So, and it's funny that a Hagrid's ride, I can't get on a Hagrid's ride. Right?
Yeah, and he's like 7'12", 924 pounds. But
food-wise, the best food I've ever had is in Harry Potter World at the Three Broomsticks there. They have this like family platter, and it's chicken and ribs and all, and it's always platter. Four of us, we are rolling out and we can't even finish it.
Okay.
For the money, the taste of the food and how much you get is by far the best is going in there. So that's my little secret to the norm moment of the day is good food.
And where's that?
This is at Universal.
At Universal.
So they have like the Boar's Head, which is the bar, which is the restaurant.
Yeah.
And it's this big platter, and for four people, we were stuffed.
Wow.
You know, so amusement park food is expensive.
Yes.
It was $64, and we were for four in an amusement park.
Oh, that's great.
And just stuffed. So that's the one I would recommend anybody gets to
choose. And I'm guessing not delicate eaters?
Not delicate eaters. No, not at all. Yeah. Yeah.
So my favorite food would be the Dole Whip.
Right. Oh, gosh, of course.
Yeah.
Yes. The Dole Whip? What is that?
It's like an ice cream. It's a pineapple ice cream.
Frozen yogurt.
Yogurt thing. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So,
pineapple
Dole.
Yes. Okay.
So it's but on a hot day, a hot humid day in Southern California, black asphalt.
Oh, yes.
And you just, about 4 hours in, you go in for the Dole Whip. Fantastic.
Oh, wow.
Do you get it and then go into the tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki?
Absolutely. Room. I do.
The tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki room. That's all we can do.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my favorite food to get.
I like that.
I love that.
It used to be the jambalaya, but they changed the recipe.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of stuck in between a classic churro, because who doesn't love a churro? Let's be honest here.
I love them.
They're so good.
Yeah, they are good.
But also at the Santa Cruz Boardwalk, they have these like potato twists, and they're on a stick, and it's like they're just like, you know when you like, I don't know how to explain it, but when you have like the apples and you like do the spiral, that's what you do with the potato.
Yeah.
And it's like you get to put your own toppings on, you get to put your own like seasonings, and you can make it however you want it. And it's just like the bomb.com is so good.
Good answer.
Yeah. How about you, Gabby? What's your favorite?
Oh my goodness, what I said earlier, and I'm just simple. The corn dog.
The corn
dog. Classic corn dog. It's gotta have the corn bread. I mean,
it's gotta be like that.
Yeah,
it's gotta be, you just take it and have mustard on it.
And
yeah, there you go.
Big dog, just one corn dog fills you up. Oh.
There you go.
Yeah,
go.
So I just love the classic corn dog at any theme park.
But Disney does it at a whole other level, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they have one place you get it. It's one cart, right? That you can get it at,
yeah.
Right? And in that line, it's always really
4 miles
yeah.
long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
Absolutely.
Well, I got the one I'm getting it.
Yeah.
So, I have to agree with you that the corn dog is pretty good, but my favorite is, you know, you've got all this phenomenal food places. I'm going to go.
Is this phenomenal? I just wrote it down.
Exactly.
Starting with an F.
Yes.
That one's harder than that.
Yeah.
Yes.
That too. Anyway, I'm going to go two different things, okay? The Blue Bayou.
Blue Bayou.
Love.
Just the experience.
Oh my God, just the experience, the chill, the relax.
Crappy food, great experience.
No. No, she was not. But every time I've gone there, the food's been phenomenal.
Yeah.
So I've been very fortunate. Very
well,
lucky.
If you go upstairs, it's a little better.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I'm upstairs to know.
Second, have you been up to the upstairs restaurant before that?
Club 33, baby.
Club 33.
Oh, no.
I've never gone to Club 33. It is on the bucket list. By the way, Disney, if you're listening, it's on
the
bucket list.
Bucket list.
We should do a show from Club
33.
That would be, oh, yeah, I wish.
No.
God, that would be so
awesome. The Bayou is in Disneyland.
Yes, Pirates of the Caribbean, the restaurant you go by.
And then,
the
last thing for me, food-wise, is funnel cakes. I don't care where you go, they're always phenomenal.
The best funnel cake I've had is actually at what used to be called Marine World Africa, USA.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
And it used to be in Redwood City. And it used to, yeah, they actually floated on a barge the animals up the bay when they moved locations into Vallejo.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, and their funnel cakes are probably the best I've ever had. So, yeah, that's.
They have to be But that's for me, you know, just throwing that out there.
I'm going to throw out Super Producer would go anywhere. Our Super Producer that's hiding off the camera now all the time. It's if you can see her on one of our shows, our first panel show.
Yes.
If you want to blow that up so you can see the Super Producer, please do.
Yes.
But wouldn't it be cotton candy? Cotton candy.
Cotton candy. If you've got cotton candy and you... There.
Okay, I had one more. Disney Turkey Leg.
Really?
It's actually really good, yeah.
Very nice.
In fact, my Facebook page has a picture of me holding my almost 3 pound.
Oh, wow.
See, I like the chimichangas too.
That turkey leg, though. I mean, turkey leg is like, you've committed to eating when you get
Yeah.
I mean, that'll feed you for like 4 days. Well,
I think one day that was all I ate at Disneyland because it just sits on your
bed and you're sleeping.
Yeah, and I did.
Wow.
Like, literally, I had to ride on the train for a while.
How was the teacups, by the way?
Oh,
I don't know.
Well, let me ask you this. We talked about the food, but let's talk about like your favorite restaurant around the amusement park.
Oh, I know.
You already hit one, right?
Yeah, I did.
But there are some really amazing restaurants that you can hit that are incredible in the parks. And I know we're going to go right into Disney because they just do it.
They do it very well.
They do. I mean, Blue Bayou, Cathay Circle. The Italian restaurant, which I keep, the Trattoria, is really good.
The roses, some roses there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really good foods around Disney.
In the park, the French Quarter was always my favorite restaurant.
The beignets.
Yes, the beignets.
Oh, yeah.
See, my question, the reason why I'm throwing this out is I'm going to Disney World next year.
Okay.
So does anybody have any Disney World restaurants that you have to go to?
I've never been to Disney World.
You want to go to the Epcot Center.
Well, Epcot's like my favorite place, right?
Yes.
So the beers around the world, right?
Yeah, beers around the world. And I would go eat at every single place where I get a beer.
Yeah.
Wow, eat a little
bit. That's
going to
be.
Oh, I was pretty tore up after this.
Oh, yeah.
I tried every one of them.
Amen.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Don't drink the water in the Mexico.
Never.
Cut that out.
My goodness.
Oh yeah.
On Resumers Revenge. Anyway.
I have to say, mine is in downtown Disney World, and that is Margaritaville. What experience can you get them cheeseburgers?
And those nachos.
Are
the best nachos.
Are you 21?
No. They have nachos there that are like this tall. And I take a picture and get into my face. I love
Margaritaville. We're Buffett fans.
We're a huge pair of fans.
And Chris and I are Buffett fans.
Right. That
so,
too.
Very similar.
Oh, yeah. We go into the Buffett and they go, get out. Get out.
I would go with you guys.
Yeah.
I would go with you guys.
Oh, that would be so much fun.
Remember Louis Anderson? He's like, you've been here 4 hours. You scared my wife. So is there any other like great tricks that you guys have or any secrets that you could share that you just have to do when you, let's say,
you know
Disney or Universal?
I think the secrets for an amusement park is another show.
Ooh, yes. That's great.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, let me finish my thought on amusements before
yes.
we finish this talk, so we got to wrap it up.
Yes.
They have a new ride coming to Disney World, and I think Paris too, Tron. And Tron is already in Shanghai, and you can see videos online on YouTube.
Ooh.
That shows you actually get on a light cycle on top of it. And they have these things that come around your legs and lock in your legs, and then you and then something goes on your back. And you're sitting on a light cycle as a roller coaster, and it's like Space Mountain, or what it's called
yes.
now. Space Mountain, or whatever they call it now. So you're indoor and outdoor. So you'll go outside, and you'll go upside down and everything, and then you go inside, and you're in the dark, and then you go outside again. And
oh, wow.
It's got all the Tron lighting that's going on along with
cool.
it. So I'm really excited about that, right?
That's awesome, actually. That's going to be interesting.
Absolutely. But we never talked about our favorite rides.
Well, like I said, that's going to be for another
Part
show.
Part two.
We'll be talking about Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, this is awesome. Thank you to our sponsor,
Lady's
Pictures.
Lady's Pictures, best photographer in the 916. Go check out her Instagram for some cool snaps.
And
The Todd.
Real estate. That's right.
Yes.
The Todd Real Estate.
And we can't forget about Alicia and Alopecia.
Absolutely.
No, we cannot forget about that.
And books. Buttons and books.
Buttons and books.
We're going to have access for you to buy the book. Make sure it's... She wants it to every single state
Definitely.
In the United States, and I want it in every country.
Yes.
Seriously,
that's what I was
and I want to find an astronaut to take it into space.
Yes.
I like it.
I love that.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Aiden Locke.
Author.
Yes.
Interstellar.
That's
it. Just went red.
I have that effect on people. It's okay.
And they quit. So, and they're gone. Anyways, thank you very much for being here on What Up. Keep enjoying our shows. Like our shows. Comment on our shows.
Subscribe.
And share. There's a lot of content we have coming out. We have panel shows. As you probably have seen now, we haven't filmed them yet, but in this show opening here, we're about the time where Versus is coming out. So it may have already come out yet. So just know that's coming. We have Versus or it's come out. Those are going to be amazing shows where it's Team Allie and Rob versus the Todd and Chris.
The champions!
So we'll have teammates and everything
that.
Like that. So
that's right.
We're going to see you guys really soon. Want to carry us out?
Oh, yeah. What up?
What up?
What up?